1690 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. Rent increases could slow this coming moving season, but tenants' rights groups still warn renters should stay vigilant and watch for unreasonable hikes. Quebec's Housing Tribunal, the TAL, has now recommended a rent increase of 3.1% for the remainder of the 2025 to 2026 fiscal year. This is significantly lower than its last recommendation of 5.4%, its highest in recent history. For leases renewing April 1st or earlier, the TAL recommends that rents be allowed to rise by 4.5%. The TAL's recommended rent increase sets the standard for rent increases landlords are able to make in the fiscal year. This lower recommendation is the result of a new formula established by the provincial CAQ government. This formula came into effect at the beginning of the year, and it reduced the factors needed to calculate a rent increase down from 13 to just 4. It considers the variables of municipal and school taxes, as well as variations in insurance costs, and most controversially, it ties rent increases closer to Quebec's consumer price index. With this new formula now applied, the TAL's recommendation this round is much lower than the last. But some tenants' groups warn renters to keep an eye out for unreasonably steep hikes. Here is Stephen Baird of the RECLAC, a coalition of renters groups across Quebec.
Not really good news, unfortunately, but it isn't as bad as last year either, because last year and the year before were exceptionally high in terms of the way that inflation was taken into account. So it'll be a bit less bad than last year in terms of what kind of a rent increase landlords can justify. It's a little bit simpler to make the calculation, but unfortunately, if they've done work on the building or in the apartment, they're going to be able to justify an even bigger increase from the work that was done.
Baird recommends that tenants look into fighting rent increases whenever possible.
Basically, we still recommend that people normally contact a housing committee if they want to see what kind of rent increase could the landlord get if they ask for the tribunal to justify it. In most cases, in the very large majority of cases, it's a good idea for tenants to refuse the rent increase if they think it's too high or it's fairly high. And then very few landlords will actually go as far as going to the tribunal. But it's good to know what happens if ever they do. But often refusing a rent increase and doing the calculation, knowing basically what they could potentially get, it puts the tenants in a better position to negotiate with the landlord if they choose to negotiate, or maybe even to be able to refuse and just not have a rent increase this year, which happens also pretty often.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Minnis.
your way, okay? It's gonna be so much fun. For real.
The second hour of today's Rigged Sessions on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, Quebec, with a 4x4 UK Garage Heater by Phantom Freak and Rhiannon Rose. This tune is Get Set, and it is just a blast to listen to. I definitely would want to, you know, highlight the skippy drums, the really solid bass, and of course Rhiannon Rose's stellar vocals. But with that, we have two pre-releases back to back. I'm going to talk about this one briefly. It is the Stunned remix of Voz Rich's tune, Ends of the Earth. This is a pretty more like club-centric version of the original tune, where the original was more on the melodic, I wouldn't say Afro House, but definitely the melodic house side of things, maybe even progressive. But this one really does, I mean, firstly, A, deepen the vocals, but also, secondly, really emphasizes the energy of the drums and the lead, which really does change the tune in a wonderful, fun way. But with that in mind, we'll let you go for now. I'll talk about our last tune before the mix, Somnus Guest Mix, to be more specific when we get to that tune. But until then, stay safe and enjoy. we're getting into something that's a little trancier, but not quite trance. This is also a very deep tune, not really a vocal per se, but there's definitely some spoken word. And this is of a name that I honestly can't remember the last time we played on air, if I might have ever played his name on air. But trust me, Jay Hardway has made some absolute banging tunes. And this is his newest tune, The Pain, which is going to be coming out this upcoming Friday via his own Hardway Music. And it is just a pleasure to listen to. I don't want to talk over it too much because it really just is that good. But I guess a couple of small little things I'll note. The guest mix will be playing after this tune ends, and well, if you're listening to this on air after the ad break, it is a bit of a shorter guest mix, which means we'll be having a bit of a longer last segment of the main episode. But I do intend on having a Mixcloud exclusive. In order to find out how you can listen to that Mixcloud exclusive, you'll actually need to wait until after the guest mix, because I will be chilling for myself with like one or two of the tracks. But yeah, you'll have to wait until we get there to know what we're talking about here. So until I get back, stay safe, stay hydrated, enjoy Somnus guest mix, and I'll be with you after that.
Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jean Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. The Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight on CJLO for Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd. Hey, I'm Craig Bailey, your host for an hour of music from the dark side of the moon, an hour of Pink Floyd. It's Floydian Slip every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on 1690 AM CJLO. Learn more at FloydianSlip.com.
CJLO 1690 AM. Sounds best? Crank to 11.
look me in the eye. Tell me that you tried. Looking for a way to convince you to stay. Can you confidently say you gave it your all? I gave it my all. I wish you could see.
bite of love so cynical. Better off alone, you know how it goes. Same cycle. I used to mute my heart so critical. Ain't no butterflies, wouldn't let them fly near my soul. I won't concentrate, but you trespassed anyway. Tried to guard my space, but you put my walls to shame. Tried to guard my space, but you put my walls to shame.
We have this really smooth neo-soul tune by the Senka Project. This is track 3 of 4, and it's more specifically coming on the Never Going Home EP. We have Playing in This Game with beautiful, like, you know, guitar, bass, DRS's vocals as well, just adding a lot of flair to it. And that is going to be coming out on the 11th of February alongside the other tune of the EP that, as far as I'm aware, has not yet released. But that's going to be coming out on Seca Sonic. We are playing right now, however, an Italo disco tune. This is more specifically the Italo mix of Silver Surfer by Disco Dice, coming out this upcoming Friday on Magic Music. Honestly, this is a really cool mix alongside the original, which goes into the more like new disco vibes. Both of them are absolutely amazing tunes. So check both of them out when it comes out this upcoming Friday. But with that, I guess there's not too much more I need to say, I guess, about the tunes, because really, it is, you gotta listen to it yourself to really understand it. So until I get back to you, probably towards the end of the next one, stay safe, stay hydrated, and enjoy. have a tune playing right now that shines like stars in the night sky. We have Invisible Love by Alan Fulmer and Lydia, giving us an incredible vocal uplifting trance tune. Now, I will go into our next tune as we're going to actually start that tune in about like 5 seconds from now. However, before I talk about that tune itself, I did promise, at least to myself, that I would be shilling for my Mixcloud so that you would be able to listen to this whole episode, including a Mixcloud exclusive segment, probably either tonight or tomorrow, just kind of depending on how much snow piles up over the course of the day. But with that being said, if you want to check out my Mixcloud, you type in Rigged Jason, that's capital R lowercase I-G-G-E-D space capital J lowercase A-S-N, and then yeah, you'll be able to find this tune with all its pre-releases included, as well as all of the previous episodes. It is obviously going to be only coming out a little later, as in after this episode finishes airing, so like don't try to like hop off there for like a sneak peek or anything of that sort. But yeah, I guess with that said, I'll talk about my other socials a little later. We are currently playing right now this really cool tune by Takahiro Yoshihira and A2N, and that tune is Aridity. This tune is going to be coming out on Acid Dolphin this upcoming Friday, and it is a very high octane techno trance tune with a great acid line, as well as just solid kick, bass, and other leads that really make this just a peak time banging tune. For that, we do have three more tunes, one of them being actually quite a bit shorter than the rest. So I'll go ahead and let you go for now, but I'll probably get back to you actually at the start of not the next tune, but the one after that. So until then, stay safe, stay hydrated, and enjoy.
Through the void, we'll find our way. United.
So after having ramped up the energy like a couple of times in this segment alone, with our last tune especially being the most energetic by Wolf and Ravewalker, it was Our Last Hope. This is something a little more mellowed down alongside our next tune, which I'll quickly talk about first, Mogleta's Coco Number 5. Super catchy, also pretty short, as in less than 2 minutes long, but it was a great sort of tune, I think, to kind of end out the episode. Whereas this one is our last pre-release of the episode, the Ali Aitken remix of Brighter Days by Aaron Smith featuring Lovely. This tune, like most, not all, but most of the pre-releases we played in this episode, is going to be releasing on the 30th of... No, well, January, I was going to say October, November. But yeah, this one is coming out on Gods of Madness Recordings. And with that now said, I do want to mention briefly my other stuff of note. Threads and Instagram, if you want to check those out, it is at RIGGEDJASN. But the reason I say it is because, of course, any announcements of the guest mix series will definitely be going on both of those platforms. I'm hoping, actually, our next one or two will be ready soon enough. And also, shout outs to Somna for making the guest mix. It has been a while since I had to kind of like postpone things a bit to like plan out stuff. But yeah, I'm glad my 301st episode of Rigged Sessions has Somna's guest mix in there. And yeah, with that, I mean, stay safe, stay hydrated. I'll try to get back to you next week with another episode of Rigged Sessions. And of course, enjoy the time until then.
Let it get to ya. cinéma public, nous proposons une programmation en salle composée de films d'ici et de nouveautés internationales, de classiques et des pépites méconnues, ainsi que de courts-métrages et des séances familiales. Nos billets sont parmi les moins chers à Montréal. Is that you, Fritz?